I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. To please a listener of yesterday's show, here's today's weather prophecy. It's mainly cloudy, but at the end of the afternoon, the sun may peep around the clouds. A high of 9 degrees. Winds are from the east and only 20% chance of precipitation. Tonight, a low of minus 1. Tomorrow, expect a mix of sun and clouds with temperatures quickly rising into the double digits. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Recording in progress.
Always making progress. It is Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Hello, it's the Milkman John Milky.
Hello, and it's Zoe.
Thank you, Finn, by the way, for starting the show off with his podcast. Mm-hmm. Second year in a row, best podcast at Faces. You know what I didn't realize?
What?
His mom is also a Faces Magazine Award winner. Congratulations, Tara. Best swim instructor.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations, yeah. Tara. Yeah, it was really cute. She messaged me and told me that, like, Finn says hi. And yeah, it was really adorable.
Hope he's having a great March break.
Yeah, I hope so.
I heard from Faces yesterday because we had invited them leading up to the ceremony on Friday. We had invited them onto the show to talk about the awards, gala, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, I'm also noticing I'm saying et cetera, et cetera a lot. And I want to stop that. Just so yeah, okay. I'm just going to point it out.
Just stop doing it.
I'm trying. Anyway, obviously very busy leading up to the award ceremony, but Morgan got back to me yesterday to apologize for not having replied sooner and also announced that they have made up a plaque for my award. Yay!
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's great.
I thought I was going to have to jump through hoops in order to get that, but no. Much like I'm jumping through to get my passport. Oh, can I share this with you?
Sure. Yeah, I have to get my passport redone.
Do it, and do it as soon as you can so you don't have the headache. Because the station I work for in Florida desperately wants me to come down. I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
And back in January, I sent in the paperwork. I mailed it for my passport.
Mm-hmm.
We waited and waited and waited because everything we read said you'd be fine by, I was thinking like March 2nd or so, I would take off. No problem. This would be here in plenty of time. It arrived on Monday. I thought, thank God, which is way past March 2nd, but okay, thank God. Now, I contacted him. I said, I got my passport. I'm good to go. I didn't open the envelope until yesterday.
Oh, no.
They had returned my passport because we forgot to put my height.
Oh, yeah. See, so that's my issue is like someone told me you could do it online and I went and spent the extra money getting a digital copy of the photo done. And now I'm finding out that I don't think you can do it online, even though they announced in the news last year that you should be able to. So I'm super confused.
Yeah, I can't help you. I'm failing at this. Anyway, Sue.
And there's nowhere to call, which is frustrating.
You go to the website and all it tells you is that we've received your passport.
But we can't figure it out from the website either.
I know, because it just tells you, yep, we've received it. It's being processed. Anyway, Sue went down this morning. She's taking care of it. Within 9 days, I should actually have my passport. Fingers
nice.
Crossed.
Nice. Hopefully you don't have to repay for it again.
I hope not. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast online, yowshow.ca.
Well,
I will try to mute the microphone.
Like you do it on purpose.
I will try to mute the microphone going forward.
Or just do it away from the microphone.
I'll just mute the microphone.
Or just lean away from the microphone.
Muting the microphone is easier. I'm in trouble with Zoe. I burped into the microphone.
Well, you do that quite often.
Do I?
Yeah. You did it like on either Monday or Friday.
I'm sorry.
And I was like, I need to tell him to stop doing that.
Yes, you do.
It's like you're doing it like right into my ear technically with the headphones.
So. I apologize. You know what? I'm not even aware of it. No, thank you for bringing that to my attention. I will do better. I spend so much time in the studio by myself that I don't even think.
No, that's fair. Right? I understand that. Yeah.
No, not fair to you. And in my defense, you know where I was last night, right?
At No Forks Given?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Remember, I want to say late summer, early fall, we did a charity burger that I had helped design.
Okay.
With like two beef patties and then like cheese and various sauces. Yeah. It's not currently on the menu, but Camille at No Fork said, I can make you one if you want. I went in there thinking I would have wings. I would be well behaved. I would have wings.
You know what? Don't
burger.
Blame no forks. No. Bad behavior
no.
today.
I'm 100% not. They made me a fantastic burger. My internal system can't handle it. It's the
you just
problem.
Blamed it on a peanut butter sandwich like 2 minutes ago, and now you're blaming it on no forks.
Yes.
Pick a culprit and stick to it.
It's everybody's fault but mine.
Yeah, apparently. Shall I call your mother about your bad manners?
She knows.
I figured.
I'm pretty sure on the Zoom call we have every Sunday, I'm probably burping up a storm oblivious to it. And she's just, at this point, just, you know, I tried. No Forksgiving. Great night last night. You know what? I got to tell you, I have paid money to see, like, really well-known stand-up comics in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The show we do on Tuesdays is a free show. I have not laughed as hard as I laughed last night. It was joke after joke after joke. Every single person on that bill last night absolutely slayed. It's a free show every Tuesday. We did our little survey. What does Ottawa need? The number one thing, more nightlife. Here's free nightlife. Come on out and support it. Although people did. We had a lineup last night. We were turning people away. It was so great to see.
That's amazing. Yeah, I definitely have to get back out for another one. Yesterday I was taking down my Christmas decorations, so that took me at least an hour.
Oh, that had to break your heart.
Yes, it did. Aww. But that they're in Mr. Handsome's car and they're on the way to his house, so step one of moving is getting all the Christmas decorations over.
Will they be put up at Mr. Handsome's in the not too distant future, or are you actually going to wait until Christmas to spring this on him?
No, I will do it at Christmas time. I was talking about adding a couple more things to it that I don't currently, like, I have a tree here that the beaver can pretend to eat, but there's no tree in front of his house to put the beaver to look like it's eating. So I told him I might end up going and buying a light up tree so that he could eat the light up tree. I think you have enough.
Hold on, the beaver?
Yeah, so I have to stick to a theme when I'm doing my lawn, like for Halloween and Christmas.
Okay.
Because otherwise I'll just buy everything. So my Christmas theme for my lawn is the most Canadian front lawn ever, set in a candy cane forest. So I have a moose, a beaver, two geese. There was a raccoon that I need to eventually buy. And then everything's like candy cane. So there's like a candy cane archway and stuff like that. So
upset with me because I burp occasionally into a microphone. Meanwhile, Christmas barfs on her lawn every year.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Well, we begin with a curling story, not really a local story, but was it 3 or 4 weeks ago? Breanne Harris was all of a sudden not able to curl, and it was a real mystery. Nobody was really talking, but you have discovered what the heck's been going on, Zoe.
Yeah, so we were all made aware as of today that she's facing a 4-year suspension after testing positive for a banned substance. Ooh. So that's why we didn't end up seeing her at the Scotties, which she's a 4-time champion of. I'm not sure the drug. It's, and I'm probably butchering it, Ligandrol? I've never heard of it. I'm not sure what it is.
Sounds right to me. It also goes by the names, just off the top of my head, happens to go by the names VK5211, VK-5211, LGD4003, etc.
Off the top of your head, do you know what it's for?
Off the top of my head, thank you, Google, it is used to increase energy and muscle growth. So that sounds like a steroid, basically, I guess.
The 32-year-old tested positive for it, basically saying, though, that she's arguing that she unknowingly exposed herself to it through bodily contact. So I'm not sure.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure. If she's arguing it, we'll find out what the courts of sports have to say about it.
The courts of sports. I love that. Yeah. News nuggets. 27-year-old male with injuries to his lower body following a stabbing in the Byward Market 9:30 last night. Had an altercation with another individual. Byward Market is just not what it used to be, man.
Yeah, hopefully the nightmare can get that cleaned up.
Nightmare. David Brennan last night at No Forks had a great joke about that because, of course, it's a big secret. How many people have applied to be Nightmare? He says, that's the big secret. Ottawa's not telling us. He says, maybe that's why somebody broke into the mayor's office. I need to know how many people apply.
I'm surprised people care about how many people applied. It's just like, I just want to know who wins.
Because they probably applied. They want to know how many people they're up against.
Maybe he applied and he's curious.
So currently we have 4 electric buses. They've been testing at OC Transpo for a couple of years now. Turns out they're doing as well, if not better, than diesel counterparts. And they're saving 25,000 liters of fuel per year. The one problem is drivers are experiencing range anxiety. They're not used to the buses. Will I be able to complete my route? Will I have a breakdown, etc.? They say with time that'll fix itself, obviously.
I even feel like that if I bought like my car in an electric version, I'd be like, how many places can I stop in Ottawa? I knew some people that would go to IKEA and go get a hot dog and sit there and eat on their way home because they have electric chargers there, but they're not the fast ones. So you have to at least have 30 minutes out of your day to go.
I'm with you. I have no trust on the range display based on my years of driving gas vehicles that tell me I'm supposed to have 71 kilometers, you know, based on the amount of fuel I've got on board, and inevitably end up calling my sister and her husband at like 11 o'clock at night. Can you bring me a jerry can, please?
You should see me when my phone's about to die and I can't find my charger. Like, let alone I'm on a roadway with a car. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Get out of the way.
when is your panic moment? What is your battery charge level at on your phone before you start to really get freaked out?
I'd probably say like 15-20%. I'm like, oh my God, I need to go.
I'm confident still at 15-20%. Oh, mind you, you're Android too. Yeah, and those batteries last forever. Android, that's where Android kicks.
No, they do. I just like, I'm usually doing something like talking on the phone. So then I start to panic trying to find my charger and my headphones and this, that, and the other thing.
I'm like, okay, it's at 2%. I should probably look for the charger.
Yeah.
A man in Canada, Good Samaritan, he happened to be in a supermarket, overheard an elderly woman on the phone having a conversation about a Bitcoin ATM. He was able to get her off the phone, make her aware that this was a scam, and prevent her from making any financial commitments, thank goodness. Meanwhile, in Almonts, OPP investigating after thousands of dollars went missing from an ATM machine Sunday morning around 3:30 a.m. They got the call on that machine on Ottawa Street tampered with.
Oh, someone was just, you know, trying to get a little bit extra on that deposit. That's fair.
Syphilis, which is a sexually transmitted disease. I'm sure people know that.
Isn't that what Capone had? No, it killed Capone.
Maybe. Anyway, it's on the rise. Yeah. Alarm bells going off in Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark especially. A little bit here in the city as well. So just be aware. It typically appears on the genitals, the rectum, or mouth. And yes, it spreads through sexual contact.
Okay, noted.
Impaired driving is down. OPP saying officers investigated 184 impaired driving incidents so far this year compared to 232 the same period last year. That's good news.
Yes. I wonder if they're counting that guy that ended up on their doorstep the other week in our news nuggets.
That was weird. I'd like to know the rest of that story. And we'll end on this. The Sens with a win last night. Yay! Woo! However, Josh Norris is done for the season. Underwent his third shoulder surgery. He'll be back next year. Those are your Wednesday news nuggets.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. No two people are the same, nor are their opinions. Nor should they be. Having open, honest dialogue is the cornerstone of understanding and respecting individual differences. Creating spaces where everyone feels safe to express their thoughts, share their experiences, as well as listening to others is essential for creating a sense of belonging and mutual respect. This is so empowering. In fact, this can lead to the undoing of prejudices, bridging gaps between differing viewpoints, and strengthening of ties. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Let's get ready to
You're going down.
We haven't done this in a long time.
Let's get it.
Back in my day.
The back in my day battle between very young Zoe Thorne and very old John Milkey. What's the current score? Remind me. It's been a while since we've done this.
It's It's been a hot minute. Currently, it's 24:20 for me.
For you. Of course, mm-hmm. For you. Of course. Mm-hmm. You know what? Did you hear that? That sounded almost like a swear word.
No.
Oh, I'll have to hit rewind, listener. Something just came out of my mouth. It sounded like you're worried about burps. That sounded like an F word. Back in my
day. That's
what
editing's for.
That's true. Maybe it never happened at all. What are we even talking about? Nobody knows. All right, let's take you back to my day. Who is TJ Hooker?
TJ Hooker.
Yeah.
Was it someone to promote TJ Maxx back in the day?
Yes, that's right. It's a hooker that was hired to promote TJ Maxx. No, it's not.
Well, maybe they're trying to hook you on such great deals.
Smarty fans.
No, that was my guess.
You know who William Shatner is, yes?
Oh, yes.
Star Trek guy? Well, after Star Trek, he did a police drama. He played the role of a 15-year police sergeant. TJ Hooker premiered on TV this day in 1982, back in my day.
Nice. Back in my day, what was a caboodle?
I've heard of this, too. I want to say it takes the cab part from caboose, so something behind. Boodle also makes me think of a behind. Nice boodle. That's what I'm going with. It's a sexy pair of underwear that made your ass look great. A caboodle.
You could not be farther from it. It's basically
shocking.
What modern day kids would call looks like a toolkit, but you know, girls back in the 90s would have this for all their makeup and like hair accessories. It's basically just your average, like, it looks like a toolbox. It really does.
It's like a starter makeup kit kind of thing.
Yeah, like you would just carry all your stuff around, and if you were going to like a slumber party or, you know, wherever you were headed and you needed all your makeup stuff.
I mean, why not put that in a caboodle?
Yeah, really? Exactly. And it's just fun to say. Who doesn't want to say caboodle? Go get the caboodle. What are you doing? I don't know why I'm Italian.
I just want to say caboodle for the rest of the day. That's a great word.
Yeah. It's a great word. Why did we stop calling them that and start calling them makeup bags?
Bringing it back here on Yow, your Ottawa webcast, the Back in My Day battle.
This is Josh from the Mayfair Theater. We're located at 1074 Bank Street near Sunnyside. The following are the films in our schedule from Friday, March 8th through Thursday, March 14th. A packed program this week with the Ottawa premiere of 500 Days in the Wild, Perfect Days, Oscar nominee for Best International Feature. Our John Carpenter Film Fest continues with the 4K restoration of Escape from New York, the reprise presentation of One from the Heart, the little scene 1981 Francis Ford Coppola classic, the 170th screening of The Room, Saturday Night Cinema, our Free for Members, Members Only Secret Late Late Movie presentation, March break screenings of The Boy and the Heron and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, both Oscar nominees for Best Animated Feature, and our live stream presentation of the Academy Awards. For more information on these and other upcoming films, we can be found online at mayfairtheatre.ca, and you can listen to the weekly Mayfair Theater podcast available from your favorite podcast app.
We got your TikTok news.
It's my favorite thing on the podcast, the way you just make up intros. TikTok is headline news. How do you feel about this? The U.S. government has long been concerned because this is a Chinese-owned app, and there's a lot of allegations that this app reveals way too much about us, things we're not even aware of, and the Chinese government is using TikTok really to play on our love of this thing, but to collect data on us. So that concern has finally made its way to the House of Representatives. They voted today that unless TikTok is sold to U.S. investors, TikTok will be banned. And Canada has said, well, if it's going to be banned in the States, we should probably look at doing the same thing. So TikTok may be on the ropes. Your feelings?
Man, they shot that down like one of their balloons.
Nobody makes me laugh like Zoe Thorne.
But I'm definitely sad. Like, how am I supposed to extend my washroom breaks at work if I don't have TikTok? don't tell you. No, but yeah, I understand where people's frustration's coming from.
It's a fun app.
It is. But I also do hear from a lot of people, like, it's, I think, like, Keith Whittier brought it up on one of the previous episodes, was I like TikTok, but at the same time, I then look up and look at the time and go, ah, dang, I've been on TikTok too long, and then have to run out the door. So maybe it's better for us to stay off our phones. Like, you know, it helps with that. But I could definitely see artists. I mean, especially after, was it Universal Music took all their music off of it? Was it Universal? I'm not sure.
Universal. There's been others as well, of course.
There's been others as well. Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, it was a great way for people to promote new songs they had coming out. Of course, it's great for content creators. I think you're probably more bummed than me because you've got way more followers than I do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I wish you had more followers. I'm still frustrated because, like, you need 1,000 in order to be able to stream live. I'm nowhere near 1,000. Mm-hmm. I'm like 480 at last check. I can't make the needle move on TikTok. But yeah, Little Boo Thing. But you know the song Little Boo Thing? Best song ever. That song exists because of TikTok. He wrote it just as a little TikTok song, and he ended up with a record deal. It's amazing, isn't it? Yes, we're aware that China owns this. We've heard the rumblings about they're spying on us and they're collecting our information and our data, but we don't care because it's fun.
I know. Well,
take my data. I don't care.
I have nothing to offer China in the way of anything.
Well, we say that. We say that, but what's it really seeing, right?
Oh, but I'm not important to the Canadian government or anybody.
You're not, but as a collective, they have all kinds of information about what we're watching, where our real interests lie. They get into the mindset of the people, and if you can get into the mindset of the people, right, that kind of...
Then they can sell us more stuff. That's all they're trying to do.
But a lot of politics involved in that as well. But yeah, the way people use TikTok and the way I use it, when I first really got heavy into it, and I'm totally addicted to it, I will admit, and I was like, why am I so in love with this thing? It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. 15 seconds here, 15 seconds there. Like, I have the attention span of a net.
That's all our brain can handle now.
It reminds me of the days of television before converters, where you only had, like, you know, 4 or 5 channels, and you would, like, channel 2, you'd watch for about 10 seconds. Nope. Click to channel 3, watch for 10 seconds. Nope. Click to channel 4, watch for 10 seconds. Nope. TikTok's no different than that, really.
Yeah. I think it has a lot to do with, like, the capacity of which we can hold our attention span. Like, even Netflix has now started to put on a category called 30-minute watches, because I think they realize that some people just want to sit down and watch something quickly, not watch a full-length movie of a quote-unquote TV show series. Like, we started the new one called Gentlemen, and each episode is an hour, and it's like you're sitting down for a movie.
The official TikTok channel for The Sopranos just did this. They took every single Sopranos episode and have dumbed it down to, like, a series of TikToks that you can watch the entire episode, basically, in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so that's brilliant, because I honestly think, like, probably if you watch that show from, like, start to finish, like, first episode to last episode.
Years.
It would definitely take you, depending on how much free time you have, quite a while.
Yeah,
so that's
there's
interesting
a lot
that
of episodes there. Anyway, that's the news today from the U.S. If you love TikTok, you better hope.
Bye-bye.
Thing one, that China is interested in selling. I can't imagine they would be. But thing two, that there's somebody who can step up, because otherwise you've got 165 days left. And if you want to give Zoe a follow, you are at?
I am at Zoe Thorne, or Zoe Thorne.
And I am at Milkman Show.
Yeah, TikTok.
While you can. Gosh, has it been 5 minutes already? Loblaw's back in the news. Really
Loblaws,
upsetting people.
As I like to start calling it.
You're going to get us in trouble.
Good.
They're suing the people who made those t-shirts, you know.
Yeah, whatever. They caught on. And they can't sue me for free speech, so.
Well, you don't have free speech in Canada. You have freedom of expression.
Well, that's my expression.
Here's the latest on Loblaws. They are now facing a backlash because they're testing receipt scanners at the self-checkouts. So you go into the store, you buy your groceries or pick your groceries off the shelf, I should say, put them into your cart, which I believe you now have to put like a loonie in, you know, that guarantees you're going to return the cart. Okay, so you're already down a dollar. Then you got to check your own groceries out, and now you got to show your receipt to a scanner. People are not liking this. I already hate the self-checkout thing. I resent it. And of course, all of this is being put in place and tested at four stores because the high level of theft. Well, duh. If I don't have to deal with a cashier, you're presenting me with the opportunity.
Also, your prices are presenting us with the opportunity and have to steal.
There you go.
So how am I supposed to keep stealing, Loblaws?
Stop. So one guy who was at a store, I guess, down around Hamilton, which is one of the test stores, said this was unbelievably intrusive. He says it made him feel like a thief. He was leaving the self-checkout area. He didn't notice the scanner, so when he went to push the exit gate open, an alarm went off, and suddenly security comes running at him.
Oh, are all those gates supposed to be for that? Because I've just been pushing straight through, and then I just pretend
for now you can.
I don't see the security.
I was under the impression, and this conversation came up when self-checkouts were still relatively a new thing, but the conversation I remember was a store could not ask you to prove that you had actually purchased things. They could not look at your receipts. They could not look in your bag unless you were in a situation like Costco where you pay a membership fee. But otherwise, they have to have concrete evidence that you've done something untoward. And then even then, they need to involve the police.
So wait, but I don't understand why Costco would be exempt from this. Is because it's in their
private
rules and bylaws?
Yeah, exactly. Private membership.
Okay.
You agree to the terms.
You agree to the terms and agreement of service. Okay. I mean, personally, I'd be like, here you go, because I don't actually steal from Loblaws, by the way. Don't come from me, Loblaws.
You know, at least one person's taking you completely seriously, right? They're writing a Google review right now. Why am I listening to thieves? This podcast is terrible.
Honestly, go ahead, because I don't even really shop at Loblaws anymore. I'm more a food basics gal at this point, because Loblaws is Roblaws. So is Robin me blind. So I can't.
That's my attitude in that whole thing. If Loblaws is upsetting you with their prices, don't shop at Loblaws. There's other options.
Yeah, there's few, but there are other options. I think it is a breach of privacy, but also at the same time, if you didn't steal, then you have nothing to hide. So just show them your receipt and move on with your life. I'm sure security doesn't want to have to do it. So
it is their job. And until AI takes that over.
Well, and there's that robot NYPD agent. I mean, wait till Loblaws gets a hands on those, and then we're going to have to be.
You're giving them ideas,
the
Zoe. You're giving them ideas. Let's end things on a happy note. Today is Smart and Sexy Day. We asked the people of Ottawa through our Facebook page, what makes you feel sexy? Zoe, what makes you feel sexy?
Feeling smart.
There you go.
What makes me feel sexy is when I don't hear that I'm not wearing makeup that day from anybody.
Nice. I feel sexy when, you know, my girl just gives me that little look of I'm in my happy place. I like that. Clint says what makes him feel sexy is a compliment. Kathleen, confidence makes her feel sexy. Steve feels sexy when he looks at his achievements. Andrew, when women tell me I have a nice butt. Renee, the looks my husband gives me. There you go. My favorite answer, we'll end it here. And there's been lots of great answers. Thank you for those. Kelly, she feels sexy when she gets to go braless.
Oh, girl. I'd be doing that all summer. I buy dresses specifically for the summertime where I can go braless in them because I hate bras. I just hate them with a passion.
I might try it this summer. I may go braless. There you go. Ooh. That's what's making Ottawa feel sexy. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast, heard daily. We are on Spotify and we are online as well at Yow Show. That's YOWShow.ca.
And as always, if you like what you heard, spread the word and ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.